dust body radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio.
You need to tune in to
dust body radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio.
Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio.
Tomorrow, you need work in your career. Shady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and tearing Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wins with hot models. We got them. Life after dust, dust, dust. Radio to come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? What's up? What's up? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. This is your boy Steady J, and it is Monday. Y'all know what that means. The start of the week here in the show. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. All right, so, man, I'm just excited. You know, every Monday is getting the week of all the shows here on Dust Spot Radio Network. And Life of the Dust Live kicks it off every Monday. And that's with the Hot After Dust Mondays. That's to bring you some hot news, hot mess, hot music, and, of course, and miss all that, hot interviews as well. And today is not going to be any different than that. We're going to give you a very hot interview. Today we got my girl Tamika Trevon coming through the show. A bit, and then we'll be also talking up, you know, at the beginning of the show, we always talk up a little bit of hot mess, hot news, and then, of course, we'll be playing a track from her as well today, so y'all be on the lookout for that, and then, of course, in the second hour, you know, the second hour of Life That Does Live is the T. Marie hour, so T. Marie, we'll be talking up Chris Brown and Kanye West, so we can't wait to see what she's got to talk about that. You know, definitely has a hot mess Monday, man. So y'all know how we do it, but it can't be hot after dust Monday without giving you a little bit of hot mess. So let me go ahead and give y'all some of today's hot after press stuff. And today's stuff is gonna come from ClumsyCrooks.com because this is where the idiotic, stupid criminals and sometimes stupid police can be found. You find stories on them right here. So. We're going to our first story. First story, a man 19 logs onto Facebook and shares plot to kill classmate. Wow. It's getting real. And then before I even go to this story, I'll say my thing because I got something to say. Y'all know how I feel about this already without me even getting it all the way out of my chest yet. All right. So an Al Sip team told a classmate through Facebook last week he'd been planning to kill him for a year and would shoot him at school. A Cook County prosecutor said in court on Sunday, the school was alerted by several students who saw the threat online, according to the court record. They went into a little more because, oh my God, I know I'm going to get into it before I get into this, or get the full story before I go in. All right, so Thomas Ratchet is 19, has been charged with disorderly conduct for threatening his fellow student at Shepherd High School in Palo Heights, of which, according to the record, he appeared in bond court on Sunday. Anthony Gattuso said that Ratchet was stopped immediately when he arrived at school Thursday, the day after this threat was allegedly made. He was taken to the office and searched. It said, but officials did find the phone Brad had allegedly stolen from a Costco of a wholesale store. Gattuso said the team told the school staff he planned to kill his class. He told police he was going to also said he knew he'd get in trouble for posting a threat online, according to Gattuso. So And Brush has been charged with retail theft after he allegedly was caught on surveillance camera October 12th taking the Samsung Galaxy 4 phone from a Costco in the 7300 block of Cicero in Bedford Park. Cook County Judge Adam Burgess Jr. Ordered Bratch mailed in a lieu of $150,000 bail. Man, dude, I mean, really, you must have hate your classmate that much. I mean, that's worth that much money. Now, let's take this all the way through because there's so much I got to say on this that y'all know I love to go in. First off, let's go on to the Facebook thing first because that's the thing of that's the thing we're going to first. Because, you know, of course, I already know what I was going to say about the killing part and plenty of killing part, so we're going to get into that last. First, Facebook. I mean, people on Facebook, y'all just so stupid. This dude said he knew he was getting in trouble for posting it, so he did it on purpose. But, again, it just goes to so every time I come to Clumsy Crooks, half the freaking dummies on Clumsy Crooks, you know, usually did something dumb of putting their stuff online, you know, being dumb and putting something online to, you know, get themselves caught up. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, they do whatever. They talk about, man, I'm getting hard to the car. Y'all incriminating yourselves. Y'all just so, I mean, wow. It's crazy. I'm not even a criminal like that. And even I know better than this. This is stupid. It's always funny that some of the people who are criminals are the dumbest people in the world. Because they really don't think it through. Like, I'm not saying I'm trying to help people plan, but it just drives me nuts. Two, you mean to tell me we got to deal with yet another person who, I mean, this dude says he's been contemplating doing it for a year. And it just really baffles me that, you know, what happened to the days in school where if you had a problem with somebody, y'all usually box it out and that was it. Now people just said, F boxing, I'm shooting you and killing you right off the bat. So, it just really baffles me that it's how everything's changed. Everybody's like anti-bullying, but also, too, it really takes into account why there's so much gun control laws for these idiots like this. And then you got to take all goddamn day at the airport because people always make threats. Then you got to take all day to get into a club because people always want to go in there and possibly shoot somebody in the club if they have a gun on them. You know, it's just so much different things that go into it. It's getting out of hand. Like, someone besides myself, I know I'm not crazy. Everyone listening out there, really just really take your time and think of yourself and just really watch out, man. When you wherever you go, just watch out. People are crazy. You never know how to go off the wire. And I'm telling you, like, I kind of go through something like this myself. Like, there's someone that at work that just really kind of go off the handle a little bit. And those kind of people you got to worry about. You got to, you know, I ain't scared. I ain't running around like I'm a scared person or like I'm hard either. But my whole thing is this, that you shouldn't have to worry about the place that you go into to go work. But it must be a quiet environment to an extent, and you got to deal with somebody possibly shooting you or thinking about shooting you or doing some kind of crazy crap. And so for these type of reasons, like this idiot here, is a reason why I took an active shooting class at work. We had to be prepared in case somebody decides to do something crazy. So I've been trained how to handle some situations if somebody wants to come in and be an active shooter. And I'm going to let you know now, I learned one thing. Don't be fucking scared. Be ready to do what you got to do. If you're scared, you're going to make slow decisions, and you make the wrong decisions. So really, you got to muscle up the confidence to handle what you got to do. There's three things they always say. Run, hide, and fight. Those are the three things. It comes to active shooting class. So that's just a little just of that. That's our big story for today. Y'all really take the time to reflect out for how crazy, how much the hot mess is from that. Because I'm still trying to figure it all out, where these idiots are coming from. All right, so what we're going to do, we'll go ahead and go into a track. Who am I feeling like today? Who am I feeling? You know what? We're going to take it over to Q Harper. I'm ready to rock him. I ain't heard him in a while. Let's go ahead and throw in Say Girl, which is by Q Harper. Right here on Life of the Dust Five, your boy City J.
Say, baby, can I talk for a minute? Like
All right, buddy. All right. We're going to go to another track. We're about to hit you up. We're going to keep it smooth. All right, so this next track, I'm going to go ahead and throw at y'all. I'm a girl, T. Hullaby. It's one of my favorite tracks by her. You know, I love it. I love the sound. I love the sample she's using and everything. It's hot. All right, this is T. Hullaby Breakup.
To do, baby, just taking the kid over you. My heart breaking, but after loving, I'm going crazy. Thinking about the things that you do. My heart breaking, to the point that my body aching. Late at night, I can't even sleep. My heart breaking, asking myself, why do you keep breaking? Breaking my heart, breaking my heart. Didn't think that it would ever be this way. There was no more up. Where can we go from here? If I can't believe a word you say, what can we do to make this thing right? If I'm checking your cell phone every day, how can this still be good? If you make me feel oh so bad, who has your love to hold your heart? It's where you should have been from the start. Cooking dinner, find you in a Range Rover. I gave you my heart, I gave you my time. Do anything at the drop of a dime. Somebody else entered your phone. I thought that I was losing my mind. And on top of that, you told me a lie. Where can we go from here? If I can't believe a word you say, what can we do to make this thing right? If I'm checking your cell phone every day, how can if you make me feel oh so bad, who has your love to hold your heart? It's where you should have been from the start. Why you breaking my heart? I gotta know what to do, baby.
This next track, keeping it smooth, is by my girl Tom Noel, who killed the show as she came in. And one here is by her. This is the track Hold On.
I'm addicted to your love. my first fight against each other. More than I'll be out of each other. Racism and hate crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Scrubbing a barrel. So bad man.
Let's check up my boy Trey Cabone. It's the same old thing. We come back, we'll give y'all a little bit of hot, some more hot mess for today.
Very nice to meet ya. Had to come and greet ya. I was stunned by your feature. Sexy, elegant, proper swag with some ass. What more can I ask? On Rodeo with your bag. Chillin' with your girls, having like they sharing laughs. Seen you from away, couldn't let you get away. Without an introduction, hoping we could make it something. Don't need to make assumption, but you stressing over something. I see it in your eyes, cause I'm good at reading vibes. Surely she replied, why do every nigga lie? When niggas don't lie, it's just the truth hurts. She replied, typical, nigga, it's not that difficult. Life up and down, seesaw, it's not a miracle. Round. And I'm tired of the same old thing that goes down, down. It's just the same old question today. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take it the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing.
She said, first
month, cool. Second month, straight. Third month, we argue, even having a fight. Fourth month, I catch you up with another ride. But baby, don't trip, I know that that's right. Sorry to disappoint, but your boy's nothing like the other ones you been with. I treat you like a queen, plus stroke came good. No needing to knock on wood, I know I'm misunderstood. Heart broke, acting like you should. Diamond plus pain can heal all pain. And I see it in your eyes that you're tripping on some pain. See, I understand what you're going through. It's like this.
Ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Head keeps spinning round and round. And you can't take no more.
I do too much in a day. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. I do too much in a day, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing.
Me scratch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you wanna get?
You wanna get a little bit of licky for me?
Do you wanna get?
I got a lot of sticky to give you, girl.
Do you wanna get? Do you wanna get? Girl, I know your day was long. You've been working hard and your time is short. But I feel like you and I can enjoy our time and make it work. See, I know your body is aching. Looking at the clock, you're hating. Back and forth, cause you're bubble that is waiting. Get out, you're both amazing. If you make it here, I can take care of your mind and your body. Don't be scared. Even though we're apart, you'll be there. Keep your eyes closed, baby, and think clear. I need you like you need me. Cause when time comes, you'll feel me. Not once, not twice, but repeatedly. Here's a question I gotta ask you.
You wanna get licky, licky, or sticky?
Let's put them both together. I'ma give you licky, sticky.
You wanna get licky, licky, or sticky, sticky?
Let's put them both together. I'ma give you licky, sticky.
With you, with you, with you,
licky. Girl, I wanna get licky, sticky, girl.
With you, with you, with you, licky.
Girl, I wanna get licky, sticky, girl.
Wanna get licky, licky, or sticky, sticky?
Let's put them both together.
It's time to have sex. Read between the lines and place that S with a X. I'm trying to wipe you up so I can love you down. I travel around town to hear your ooh ah sound. I make that booty ripple. I'll make them juices trickle. I'm feeling real freaky. I might let you bite my nipple. Tonight is your choice. Yeah, baby, speak your voice. Either way we do it, I'ma have you nice and moist.
When you get licky, licky, or sticky, sticky, then put them both together. I'ma give you licky, sticky.
You wanna get licky, licky, or sticky, sticky,
then put them both together. I'ma give you licky, sticky.
With you, with you, with you,
with you. Girl, I wanna get licky, sticky, girl.
With you, with you, with you.
Let me increase your love and fill you up till your mind is blown. Now you feel me, listen clearly. You can buy me your scream, my baby. Let me hold you, you can hold me. This is the
tonight, this is crazy.
Got your hair messed up, oh baby. Got you talking and done, you crazy. Got you saying one minute, oh baby. Got the ice and the honey, you freaky.
Now maybe, you make me feel like this, now should be.
Let the neighbors clear us, baby. Till the cops come knock you, baby.
All right. Yeah, it is How It Does Monday. This is your boy Shetty J. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and make a public apology to those listening to the show. There will not be an interview on today's show at all. It's just gonna be the hot mess, you know, Hot at the Dust. That's how we do it, and you know, also the Team Every Hour. So I do appreciate y'all. We'll still be doing the show. Just got. I had the interview, so I do sincerely apologize for any inconvenience that may have been caused. You know, we hold us up to a standard of how we do things, and I do appreciate one that's still rocking, rather than not. So, big ups to that, man. All right, now since we got more time to do hot mess, let's go ahead and do some more hot mess here in a bit. Let's see, who do we want to go in first? Who do we want to go in first? All right, so, now, you know, there's always some crazy stuff going on these reality TV stars, man. So, our main cover media take out the most visited urban website in the world. From Real Housewives of Atlanta, your girl Candy's husband is allegedly sleeping with Candy's best friend. Wow, pick up the jump off. Let's find out what's going on with that. It sounds like it's about to get real. All right, so me and Takeout just got word of an explosive scandal going through amongst the cast of Atlanta Housewives. According to our top snitch, Candy's mother is claiming that Todd is fucking Candy's oldest and dearest friend, her business partner, Carmen. Carmen and Candy have known each other since childhood. They went to high school together, and Carmen is Riley's godmother. Now, here's a tea. Apparently, Candy was out of town for a few weeks this summer, and Todd was at home with Riley and Carmen. Candy's mama claims that all the while that Candy was gone, Todd was fucking Carmen in Candy's bed. But Candy, we now understand why you had to choke the shit out of that dude. Oh, man. Now, here's, you know what? You know, the people gonna get me. They're going to get me. They're going to get me. You know, I'm going to act the fool with this comment here. But if y'all remember, who remembers that song? But Candy put, now let me go research that and make sure I got that right, because if I'm not mistaken, I believe that song that came in. Let me check on the song. Give me a second, because I know I'm right, huh? Candy, think I'm not? Up in the spot, don't think I'm not. If you feel you're good in somebody's spot, getting hot, don't stop, just don't think I'm not. You know, it's like, hey, you better watch out, because Candy, she buried that song before. And, you know, she, you over here acting the fool, she going to find out She go make sure she these are those things she's not. So you better keep it. Better keep eyes peeled, bro. Cause yeah, I mean she made the song, bro. I think she's gonna keep up. She's gonna live up to the song. Cause you have to ratchet. So I mean, you get together, bro. Cause you gonna mess yourself up. All right. Now let's check out. They got some of the craziest, the best celebrity Halloween costumes so far of the year. All right, so let's see what's going on with all that, man. It's crazy. Some of the Halloween costumes been out so far. Hollywood, Olivia, dressed as Janet Jackson, circa 1990. It's circa 1995. Now, for those of y'all that's trying to figure out what's going on with that, Janet Jackson Renaissance look, and Olivia took the Janet Jackson Poetic Justice look. And yeah, this one, they're both taking a picture with each other side by side. For those of y'all know, those of y'all that might be a little young, or just, you know, just music knowledge might have forgotten. You know, let me remind y'all, you know, Real Nation, you know, that's one of my favorite songs by Janet Jackson. You know, we are a part of a Rhythm Nation. And, you know, that was the one. That was the video where she was killing it. She was in her little. You know, they was looking like an army, like a small army. They was killing it. That's what had me. The sun just went hard, and the fact that how they just came on there, they was marching, and they were just doing all this pop locking and stuff too. I was like, man, that just had me, my whole mind amazed. To this day, I still love that song in video. Oh, and I think I was going in. On people that I think I was going in the other day, and I was telling people on Facebook, I actually made a comment about this, where I need people to step their game up. You know, I'm making a challenge. I'm challenging artists right now in 2014. In 2014, I want y'all to do something a little different. Let's think outside the box of these videos. Let's go back to, you know, you really want to take, if you make a video, then do it right and try to be a little creative. Don't just do it. I mean, if you want somebody to twerk, I ain't gonna say about him twerking video. At least do something different about it. Make it alien. Do something different to mix it up and you don't have a concept that's going on there. They don't just look like you just random people and you on a white, you just in a white background. Just twerking, that's getting boring to me. I need to be amazed. I'm going to remember videos. People are going to remember those videos about your song. They're going to always put that together, your song, and say, oh, that's the song that had that video that was like, you know, they're going to remember that. So make sure y'all think that through, man. Really think that through. Oh, man, let's see. Now, let's find out what's going on now. This is delicious. And she was actually in my city a couple of weeks ago. Now, Video Vixen, which is also known for, you know, of course, Flavor of Love, shows you how she, her painful secret of how she is able to have curves the way she does. All right, so let's see what's going on. Delicious uses an extreme girdle to hold herself in. So, wow. So, it's weird. So, basically to kind of get everybody, you know, what it is, an extreme girdle. Basically, okay, for instance, she has a girdle that she wear while she's working out to hold herself in. So, it gets somebody used to being in a certain shape. So as you can see her, like, she's in a gym, and she has on the tights and everything. She's got a girdle on, working out, and that's how she basically keeps her curves like that. She's working out. I'm definitely not knocking her for it. You gotta do what you gotta do, but. Hey, she's not going through surgery. She's trying to take the non-surgical route. I really came down player for that. Big you up for that, because hard working out is hard as hell. Those of y'all know that's on Dust Spot, y'all know we trying to do this 30-day challenge. My ass and fucked up. I got to start all over again. What I decided to do to myself is when I mess up, I'm starting all over again, and I'm going to pay the price. I got to start all over again. I can't cheat and skip days and try to go, oh, well, I'm going to get to the end. No, that's not the way it works. Do it all the way through. So that's how I'm doing. I'm punishing myself for doing it. So today I'm just restarting the challenge. Yes, you did hear it here on the air first. I am restarting the challenge. So I'm not going to let you guys down, because I'm not going to issue a challenge and not do it. And to me, I think it's a fun challenge. It's really going to push me to the edge of really doing what I need to do to get right. So cannot wait. All right, so I'm going to take it. Why are we over here laughing about people looking old school, doing all this, that, and the other? All right, so let's see. Let's take it to our fellow Jackson, by the way. And y'all know, man, this is, RIP to him and the King of Pop. I'm going to go ahead and play. Let's play. This, when I think about this, the choreography in here kind of reminds me a little of Word Nation. It's that they try to Egyptianize it a little bit. So this is Remember the Time. Never Be Back here on Life of the Death Live. Your boy, Ceddie J.
We'll be right back. plant, now make it disappear. You got your wine and liquor, me I'll have a beer. Cigarillo wrap tight, good green and air. Big stogie nigga, it look like a flare. Roll by a pro, hit like a snare. I just got off, don't care what's going on. As I proceed to get my smoke on, I've been hustling all day, time to Al Capone. Kick back, grab flat, and get my choke on. I feel just like in my A-ball dirty zone. That's my cousin Wookie in a diver home. Yeah, that's nice, Philly. Yeah, that's the L.A. I'm a box strong with it. Hey, smoking on that, get it, let's ride. Let's smoke, take a toast, come a toast, man, burn it to the bone, baby.
This is the one and only Antoinette Soto from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my papi, DJ Ceddy J.
Mwah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Antoinette. Appreciate it. All right, we're back, everybody. We're back on Life and Death Live. That was another quick break. It was by, man, you know what we're trying to figure out? Me, DJ smells so good. Iggy, people all been trying to figure out for the longest. Who the heck is singing that song? We're going to figure it out. We just know it was sent by someone that was overseas, fire for our country, Miss Black. She was sent to us years ago. Years ago. And she sent us the track, but she didn't ever get a chance to tell us what was by. So, oh my God, man. But it's a nice song. We love it still. We don't know who it is. Damn it, when we find out, we're going to finally tell the world. We figured it out. All right, so I'm going to go ahead over to the phone line and check in. I see one of my peoples is in the building. And who could that possibly be? Oh, I think it's somebody that smells so sweet. Smells so sweet. It has to be the girl T. Marie.
Yes. Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Nothing much. Ready for today's topic? You interviewing someone?
Oh, you know, we've already been down this path. Yes, today has been a day of I'm going to nickname today's show a day of fuckery because it's been a day of fuckery from start. Today has not been very organized and I am people know how I get. And oh Lord, let me go real quick. Yes, I'm just feeling some type of way today. But it's driving me nuts. So.
Well, I love you. Y'all, I think I'm one of the ones who contributed to the whole day. I think I'm the one who I kind of contributed to the whole day of it, huh?
I was going to come after you. I said, I'm being nice. I said, Lord.
I'm sorry. But, hey, this is some good stuff I got coming up. Don't cry. What you laughing at?
What now?
That's some good stuff I have coming up. So I had no choice but to get it in. That's like the breaking news type shit.
I feel you. But people know how I am. I like to do things. Because of that, that's the reason why we're not doing today's interview. Because people don't pay attention and they want to do things fast.
The thing is, people,
don't do more than you can. I'm going to put this out as a theme for people, a PSA for people. Do not take up more than you can handle. I do that myself.
Yeah.
I tell people when I need this time to do this because I know I got a lot to do this, but I mean, I'm going to get this done all at one time quickly and take advantage of when I'm free. Don't throw a bunch of stuff at me at once, though. Because that's for everybody with their stuff, too. Because when you do that, if you do too much at once, you're going to forget something. And you're going to miss a very big detail. So, people, I'm going to say that to you. When you're working in something, because people, I would say, man, how do you run this, how you do all that together? It's because I have a rhythm of knowing how to do so much stuff at once and multitask. And I know how to do it on a time basis because time waits for no man. It's just like that.
You didn't do your interview today,
but that's what the main problem is. RT. That's what this whole discussion is about. Why we're not doing it. So I don't want to. Oh. You know, I'm starting to have a headache just thinking about it
that's
again.
That's okay. We're gonna make it fun. What you think? What's today? Monday. How was everybody weekend? Did you watch the Texans game?
It was all right. My Cowboys lost.
Yes.
No, don't play because I know you and Angela have to run in your mouth, but y'all can't say nothing. Y'all can't talk. Y'all cannot talk. That hot trash. As long as y'all team is the Houston Texans, y'all cannot talk that hot trash to me. Because Houston, Texas, y'all are big enough.
Because that's where I'm from. You know, I'm from Texas, so that's the only reason.
Yeah, I know that's why I called you out. So I'm going to call you out all the way.
I'll talk about their ass and say they sorry because they already done lost all the games. It's the first game they won, but guess what? They won. Woo woo.
Yeah, because here's my thing. See, everybody always wants to count for the Cowboys, but most people every year downplay us. Like, you know, they pick us to lose a lot of games. So, and then we win the games they don't expect us to win. Then they look freaking stupid. But then, oh, when it comes to the Texans, they, before the season, they could be a Super Bowl bound. You know, everybody does that. And now, like, okay. This is the cameras, just everything. Oh, we got Eric coming. We got, it's like all this stuff. J.J. Watt is cold, but God damn it, he can't run the goddamn defense by himself. And then let's not talk about y'all offense, which is atrocious.
Huh?
I said, let's not even talk about y'all offense, which is atrocious. Oh, my God. But that's neither here nor there, because now it's into the second hour of the show, and that means that it's the Team Marie hour.
yep. Time to turn up on a Monday. Any minute, we turn it up.
So, yes, definitely. All right, so, what you, so let everybody know what you got. What you got on today's menu? What you going to talk? What's today's topics?
Well, you know what? I just had to let the Chris Brown topic and the Kanye. They pretty much holding it down right now with the celebrity gossip, because Kanye West brought a white Jesus out during his Yeezus tour. So that's like, I don't know, how do you receive that? That's just like when Nicki Minaj brought the poop out during one of her shows. I think they're getting, you know, out of control with, I don't know exactly how to say, but I think they're getting out of control with this, because they just, anyway, and then Chris Breezy, he has another assault charge. I think he needs to hug a little bit. I do.
What's this about another assault charge? See, I'm not hip to that game yet. You know, it gets. So sometimes I'm be honest with people when it comes to some of these as high mess. I get to some point where I just stop looking at celebrities, so because it gets such a headache with some of them that it drives me nuts, and I hate keeping up with some of their asses, because it's like, oh, here we go again with some more shit.
I know, and Chris Brown, poor baby, but I really think that he just. I think Chris Brown, the type of person, he feels like he has a defense up, because I don't know, I guess of what he's probably been through in his past, he has a defense up. But allegedly what happened was a female or two who was wanting to take a picture with him. He was out in D.C. and two guys were supposedly photobombed him, you know, jumped in his picture or whatnot. So he punched the guy and broke his nose. And so he went to jail. You know, a while back, he done had a lot of incidents. Oh, my God. I just don't know. I don't know if Chris Brown is just angry, or if he's just the type that's like, you mess with me, I'm going to let you see. Ain't nothing weak about me. I don't know, because I used to think Chris Brown was gay. That's my personal opinion. Do not judge me. But I used to think he was gay when he first came out, especially with that little list. I don't know. Nah, I don't know. I think, I don't know. Oh, Chris Breezy. Did you get a chance to listen to any other footage?
I think he's a magnet for trouble, because I've been rocking his music for a while. I've always liked his music, even when he was going through all the nonsense that was going on. I've always liked his music, but dang it, man, it's the Rihanna thing. You know, I still to this day believe, you know, that they really, the way they put it together, you know, they just kind of played it And I think Rihanna did some stuff too. But of course, you know this. You know how this day is. I like to play games of good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, I can honestly say Rihanna has something to do with that situation. I can honestly vouch. Not like I know him. Wish I did, but hey. Not like I know him, but I can honestly vouch, because anybody who's a true Rihanna fan, you can really sit back and listen to Rihanna's music, and you know she's crazy. She talk about throwing dishes on the wall, and the girl is just crazy, talking about having tension tantrums and all kind of stuff. So
right.
I really think Rolling she
Stones,
has something to do with that situation.
Rolling Stones, she talked about, you know, how she prefers it. I think she was and just the type of stuff she talks about, you know, it was in an interview, it just says, hey, I want a violent person. So, I mean it just doesn't make any goddamn sense to me.
So that's why I can vouch for him on that one. But with the Frank Ocean, the Drake kind of be, I don't know, from just seeing what he does and we know the kind of obstacles he have, I don't know. I don't know. From what I heard, from what I read with that story, it was like I think Drake kind of started the situation. So I really can understand that Chris Brown be defending himself, but I think that people kind of shed so much light on his situation anytime he has some type of anger-related issue because of how much, you know, how bad it was in the media when that happened with Rihanna. I'm not saying it's ever okay for a man to beat a woman. That's not what I'm saying, because any man put his hands on a woman is a little punk, in my opinion. But then women can push men to that point, you know, because we have a mouth. We can say things that can really cut a man into a whole damn pug. We can just, you know, say some shit. I know, because I know I can, so I'm just speaking on me.
Y'all have, I mean, it don't matter if y'all have a mouth. I'm sorry, even when a dude talks shit to me, that's not going to get me to start a fight with anybody. If you ain't put your hands on me, I'm not worried about having to put my hands on you. That's the last thing I'm thinking about.
You're right, but, I mean, that's why I say I'm not justifying him hitting on anybody, because violence is not the answer, but I can understand why. You know, I can understand why, because you're a celebrity, I'm still a human being. You crossed me the wrong way, and we got a problem. That's just straight up with anybody. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little rough.
Like I said, I'm just not going to fight somebody because they said something. Who's this? They said Like people get in the golden club and fight each other. They want to fight because somebody said something to them, or somebody threw their hood up and they don't appreciate it. I mean, that is just so ignorant to me. I don't care nobody say, y'all know me. The hood loves me because in the day, I grew up in the hood and everybody always loved me, and some people still love me to this day, because in the day, I've always been the same person. I ain't been running my ass in fake, acting like I'm gangster or something. I've always been true to myself. And at the end of the day, that's why people don't get it twisted. People always try to get these head passes, and then they got to do something crazy to get a head pass. But about getting your respect in the head is about being yourself. They always like to say real recognize real. They don't recognize if you being real or not.
Well, see, I'm not saying like you can't just, this is me. I'm just going to tell you a little bit of background about me, you know, just T. Marie. I understand, it's nothing you really have to prove or anything, but at the same time, you always have to, my motto is, if you let somebody do something once, they're going to get, you know, you're letting people know who think that it's okay. Now, just forget about the Rihanna and Chris Brown situation, because that is in no shape, form, or fashion should a woman, be hit on. So I'm not speaking of that that scenario. But let's take it to Drake, to Frank Ocean. Let's take it to the other two gentlemen who photobombed this picture, just, you know, jumped up in this picture and stuff, and then blatantly said they didn't like Chris Brown. Well, if you didn't like Chris Brown, what the fuck you there for? That's just, excuse my language. But what are you there for? You don't like him. You looking for confusement. You want a problem, I'm going to give you what you're looking for. Not saying Chris Brown, you know, Chris Brown could handle it different, but I understand where Chris Brown coming from. You have to think about this. Chris Brown is young. He's not as old or as wise as we are. So he's not, you know, he's young. He's at a point in his life where he's making his mistakes. And it just so happened that he's a celebrity, so he's in the public eye. So he's being, it's not, he's not even any different from a, I don't even know how old Chris Brown is or what a, I don't know how old he is, but as a young person who's been walking the everyday street, who if a dude walk up to him and handle him incorrectly, he's going to fight. The only difference is it's Chris Brown, so it's a big issue. That's my personal opinion.
But no, here's my thing. I might have to disagree with you on the point of, oh, he's young, he's making mistakes. I'm so tired of people doing that. It's because you're young. That means let's do as much stupid stuff that we can on purpose. It's one thing about being, you know, about some stuff like this, some stuff you can't do when you was older. But just fighting people just because you and making it because you're young, that's inexcusable for me.
No,
I've always been a person.
I can just relate to him because I was once that person. I was the fighter. So I can relate to him in a sense. Now will I fight? No, because I came to a point in my life where I realized I don't have to show the person that I'm a bigger person by beating their ass. I can simply show them that I'm the bigger person by walking away. But you know what I mean? I've been in relationships with me and the guy. We fought and stuff. That's why I can relate to how I said it could be Rihanna with some of the mouthing off. Just, you know, Rihanna, mouth. They both, full of that good. And they both full of that good. She said whatever come to her mind. He said whatever come to his mind. And shit just got out of control. I can totally relate to Chris Brown. So I'm not defending him, but I guess you can say I am defending him.
Honestly, I just don't go for it because, you know, for me and everybody's different person. But for me, I'm a person, unless someone is coming to me and they're starting to physical altercation me, I don't start stuff. Now, let me get something straight because they're going to get to your head right now because I already know what's going to some people's head. Don't get it twisted. Just because I said that I don't run around starting fights with people and just fight, and my first instinct is to fight somebody because they say something to me, don't mean somebody come run up to me and they come try to start a physical altercation that I won't whoop their ass. I will whoop the hell out of them and send their ass to the fucking moon. But don't get it twisted. But in the end of the day, it's just to me, everybody want to always fight first, ask questions later. It's people need to learn how to talk. That's why I really got to talk about this in the first hour. A 19-year-old kid posts on Facebook that on his kid's page that he's been thinking about killing him for a year, and that he was thinking about going through with it. He's gonna bring guns and shoot, and of course he got caught for it. And that's another dumb thing I was talking about. Everybody fucking incriminates themselves in these damn social networks. Y'all want to talk y'all goddamn business. Yeah, man, we're going to do it all right now, man. I'm trying to be a world star. I mean, y'all just keep something incriminating yourself, and y'all want to say snitches, but y'all snitching on yourself. Y'all didn't give y'all own self some goddamn snitches because y'all be snitching your damn self. You go on Facebook and you tell the whole world what you're doing. Hell, all they got to do is come read your Facebook. So nah, I'm just saying. I've never voted for that type of shit because, yeah, I mean, it's just stupid. It's kind of like I laugh when I go in the club and I see a slow jammer on, and dudes are trying to fight each other. That is the gayest shit in the world to me. You mean to tell me doing a slow jam song, the only thing that's on your mind is another dude? How was that not fucking gay?
What I do that at?
How was that not fucking
clubs,
that, oh, that's happened plenty of times.
Go ahead and talk to good clubs. Yes. No, I'm playing.
you didn't got me. You didn't got me punked. See.
Well, no, because I really feel like I'm gonna stick with what I said. I'm bagging them Chris Breezy 100%, and it's just because I've always been the type, like, when my little boy, when he grows older, I never want to be the type where I'm not able to relate to him, because we all was young once before. So that's why I can totally relate to both of them. Both of those kids, they just young, living life and having fun, and it's just so happy. And that's the same thing with Miley. They just caught up in the spotlight because they're celebrities. Now, had they been just the average person, not in the spotlight, it wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't receive all this much attention and all this much criticism, but we're saying that's what happened. So,
they guess what they're trying to do? They're trying to stay in the spotlight. You don't want to be in the spotlight? Quit fucking soul business. I'm not giving nobody a fucking excuse.
How are you going to tell somebody to stop being successful with the gift that God gave them?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Everything comes with a price. Everything comes with a price. Me and you are radio personalities. We talk shit. Now the whole world hears something about it. And so now people are going to hold us accountable for that. And that's why, and a lot of people, a reason why nobody really comes to me like they want, like they come to some of these people, because I say every dang day that this is an unapologetic radio show. Every show that they never is unapologetic. I have no bars hold. You know what you see is what you get. I'm not putting on no show for y'all. Everybody know not to see me in person, the same crazy person that you see in person. Everybody does this whole thing with the fake sound. I'm saying tucked up person you see in person. You know, some people, they be on the net, and they the crookest person in the world. They get in person, they ain't got no people skills. They bored as hell. They would,
yeah.
You know, but what you see is what you get with me. Ain't no magic tricks about it. What you see is what you get.
Wow. So that's my take. That's just my opinion. But, I mean, and I don't even really fool with Chris Brown like that, but at the same time, it's just, I understand that situation. So did you see my picture I put on Facebook of Kanye and the man he referred to as White Jesus? He was out of line for that shit.
Mm-mm-mm.
You haven't seen it?
Yeah, I saw that picture. I saw the picture of that. I mean,
I put a video up too, so they can go on to my Facebook.
It's just too much.
It's getting out of control. Because you remember a while back, I don't remember what award show it was, but Nicki Minaj came out there and she had a guy come out as the Pope. They're getting out of control. And when I saw the footage and when I heard what Kanye was talking about and what Kanye said, I was just like, I just felt in my spirit that something tragic was going to happen to Kanye, because it was totally, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, he was out of line for it, just completely out of line. I think he just went way too far with the whole Yeezus tour. Like, what the fuck, Yeezus? What is that?
He's Kanye.
Is he saying he's the black god and he got the white guy? I don't get the shit. That's why I want... That is one topic that I want. If anybody calls in, I want us to discuss it, because I'm not feeling Kanye. I felt Kanye for his first album when he made, I can't even think of the song, College Dropout. I want to say that was the CD. I was feeling him then. But after that, he's just losing me. But he seemed to be following
right.
Everybody else. I'm lost. What's your take
I recommend. I didn't like one of the albums that did not like was 808 Heartbreak. I just was not feeling that. Chocolate Twisted Fantasy, that was a good one. That was the most recent one. And I was feeling that. But it's just like, you know, you say he's doing so much, and you just don't never know what the heck to do. But, I mean, there's so many different angles I'm going to take for this, because it's weird. For instance, with him with this whole thing of playing the Yeezus thing, I get what he's doing. I get it. there's a reason. People, you know, as far as what's the reason behind the madness, I get it. Everyone's always trying to say he's Illuminati, this, that, and the other. You know, but he, and he's basically playing.
But no, hold on. What do you
fun
mean?
Of the whole
kidding.
Entire thing.
I don't get it.
It's the whole thing I'm breaking down. Let me get the whole thing out first. This is to me. There's a reason why I'm not, you know, because that's
so it's nothing you can just say, I get it. What the hell? No. That's like,
you guys see what I mean when I say I get that's part of what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
You know,
I'm
going to
wait for you to finish. I should have had me a tablet. I get what he's trying to say.
Because I was trying to play this dumb thing where it was like every time a black person is successful, all of a sudden, all these goddamn videos about, oh my God, they're calling it a Illuminati. It gets all that gets started. And so he kind of started playing to this whole thing. All right, y'all want to be stupid and keep saying part of Illuminati? Now I make fun of y'all dumbasses to keep saying that. Because, I mean, look at when he was on the Diamonds remix, he said Illuminati, High Society. And something about the party and nobody invited me, whatever. And something like that. He was making fun of the fact of how the hell y'all gonna say he part of Illuminati? He wouldn't even wear the hell. He said, if I'm Illuminati, let me know when this happened because I didn't even know I was invited in there. So that. But what I don't get is why would you sit here? I mean, you're taking it too far though. I get it. It was making fun of it, but now you really just. I mean, when you named your album Yeezus, I was not feeling that. I would have said, you know, like making fun, like maybe making a couple of songs on the album where you're making fun of this and you say something like that. That's one thing, but you doing this whole tour about it. You doing this whole stuff about white Jesus, black Jesus. It's annoying. It's annoying to me that there's people that keep doing this, doing over and over, and Kanye wants to talk about Jesus or whatever. I mean, y'all know, a lot of people know my how I feel about religion. You know, I'm a spiritual person. I'm not one of those religious people, those religious holy rollers that run around. Oh, well, we're going to condemn you. I'm not one of those kind of people. I've learned over the past 2 years, even more so than me. I just ain't never been that kind of person to be like that. But even the last 2 years, this is my spectrum of how I view religious beliefs. It is so different, and it scares the crap out of people because it just makes them realize that the more they realize how my mindset is about me, they realize why I'm not so judgmental about everybody. Because some of these people, when you too caught up in religion and not caught up into faith, you know, you get into all this other crap, y'all start getting into this whole thing where y'all want to start slinging Bibles at people or Qurans or whatever and you want to play like you God. Y'all want to make fun of Kanye West, but y'all try to play God every day. Y'all want to talk about, well, if you need a girl, then you should be. And then, I mean, two wrongs will make a goddamn right. You steal from somebody, and you kill for somebody, it's still a crime in God's eyes. God ain't got no goddamn bar up there. They say, okay, he did this. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to make this choice and say, I'm going to make him get higher because we don't know how he freaking grades their team. Like, y'all got the guy report card system. Y'all know how he's grading people on their sins or whatnot.
See,
and then you fuck up. So it don't matter.
My themes are with the Illuminati. Anybody who's researched the Illuminati basically knows that people are have an idea that people are in the Illuminati because they portray that they're for Jesus, but at the same time, they're doing something to degrade him. You get what I'm saying? So, like,
right.
They might do, whether it's a hand gesture, whether it's a sign that they throw up when they're speaking about Jesus to let people know that it's not true. What I'm saying is just to satisfy the public eye. If you really research that, if he was trying to do it just to say, oh, he's not a part of the Illuminati, it was the wrong gesture, because most people who are letting the world know that they're with the Illuminati, but then trying to be also deceive the people, they do things like this. But okay, let me bring Jesus out, but at the same time, I'm going to curse in front of him and say, oh, shit, goddamn, I cursed in front of Jesus. You know, I'll let, no. Now, ass was in the Bible. I'm, you know, I'll roll with that. Damn, hell, you know, well, hell, not damn, but hell, I'll roll with hell and ass. I'm not tripping over that. Then it's on a daily basis, because I'm going to say stuff all out of line. But to have you, this man who you're portraying as Jesus, the white Jesus, you know, it's like you cursing in front of him. That was totally, in my opinion, that was more disrespectful than Nicki Minaj bringing out the Pope. That's just my personal opinion.
I mean, it just, to me,
the language he said. If you just watch the video, the language he said.
But it's pastors every day, fucking church members, badly pastors, fucking church members every damn day, and nobody, and everybody got turning fucking eye. So I mean, they can miss you with that shit. I'm just saying. I feel that he really is like doing the most of it. But at the same time too, I'm not gonna sit here and try to think like he's the worst person in the world, because it's people who are supposed to be the men of the cloth, and they run around doing you Lord knows what.
You're right. I can agree with you, but I'm just speaking up on
so these church members, they praising God on Monday, they praising God on Sunday, and they fucking up Monday through Saturday. So I'm going to get them.
You're absolutely right. But it's just the image, like, to do it to such a broad audience. That's my whole point. That's the only thing I'm saying. And then to sit up here and the way it was handled. Now, I just don't like the way it was done, but then that's just my opinion. I don't think that it should have been, you know, it should have been done like that. I was all for the, because he performed the Jesus Walk song. So I was all for the fact that, you know, I used to like the song Jesus Walk. Not saying I don't like the song now. I still like the song. Do I have it, you know, on my tablet and phone and stuff? No, but I like the Jesus Walk. But after seeing the Jesus tour, and you can kind of tell from the feedback and the audio with the tape that, with the inside the video, that a lot of people was quiet on that, because maybe they kind of, you know, that was very, it was awkward. It was very awkward.
The guy actually had to
speak as if he was Jesus, you know?
Hmm.
It's crazy, but if y'all want to see the video I'm talking about too, you can go on my like page and check it out. T. Marie, the model, I was like, wow, what's gonna happen now? Well, stay tuned and we shall see.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, what you do over the weekend, Teddy?
Friday I was, I stayed in, I was working, I was trying to get this next issue of the magazine out by the first week of November, so it's creeping around the corner. I have to cover, a lot of people are loving the cover. It's kind of give everybody, for the radio land, you know, kind of build the visual up to you through my words. This is, of course, the third issue, November 2013, issue number 3 comes out, so, you know, next month. The feature on the cover is Jarissa, and when she was on the show for, and it was, you know, definitely big ups her. She's definitely great at what she does, and what I love about it is, too, she's not only a model, she's a PR, person as well, publicist, to be more exact. She's a publicist as well, so really get into that. You know, really just people getting to see how she does things. It's a very good thing to have her, because she said she's making a challenge. She's showing y'all how to sell some magazines, as she told me.
Well, so, kind of. I know you're glad that you like that, huh?
And yeah, she's from Trenton, you know, that's my birthplace. You know, I might be in Texas, but I rep Trenton all day as much as I Trenton, New Jersey all day as much as I rep Texas. So, big up to it. Yeah, you know, Jersey. That's why I be,
so
that's why
Jersey,
I people that be.
So you out there, you from Jersey like Wendy Williams. How you doing?
Nah, oh my God. Everybody ever do that. Jersey, most people are always going to do this in Jersey. I'm going to say Jersey Shore. I hate that damn show. Hate it because
you
I say Jersey.
Jersey Shore? Well, I'm not a big Jersey Shore fan, but I do like the Wendy Williams show. How you doing?
But everybody in Jersey, everybody in Jersey does not act like that, though. That's what's so stupid.
Well,
like,
I
that's
like
why
Wendy Williams. I might not like everybody from Jersey. Now let me stop.
Yeah.
I'm playing. I love me some Jersey.
That's why I'm letting people know the thing. Like what I was saying with the whole street stuff, everybody trying to show up. Jersey, we don't do all that. We ain't gotta, you know, don't sign up to take the ass on. That's a different thing. Like we don't sit here and play. So we don't fight people that's supposed to just be fighting them. If we fight you, it's because you earned your chance to get fight to fall. Ain't no just go run up and because you said something about my mama, so now it's time to fight.
I remember when I used to be in school, I was a mess. When I used to be in elementary and stuff, if we wanted to fight, let me stop. But for real, if we wanted to fight, we used to do a little thing back in the day. That's just out here in the 8th time. I mean, I can't speak for Jersey because I'm, 8th time born and raised. Yeah.
Jersey is harder than Texas. Any Texas hood, any day of the week.
Saying nothing bad about Jersey. All I'm saying is I'm gonna tell you how me.
All right, go ahead. I'm just letting you know that ain't none of that ain't. Because snitches do not live. There's not going to be a snitch to be on First 48. That's why there's no First 48 Trenton.
I'm not going there with you, Steady, because you got me getting hooded. And I'm not going to use the N-word.
Don't worry, y'all. Me and T. Marie arguing. We're going to make up later, so we...
Sure, you was about to help me Google, but this is just what I used to do. They're like me from Houston. Why you won't let me get out?
I said, go ahead, look it up, and get your shit out. People don't realize that. They get so confused because sometimes we agree with each other all the time, but they don't realize... people assume because they come through and we've agreed on a lot of stuff, they assume we're supposed to agree on everything. We're not going to agree to everything every damn show. That's unreal.
Exactly. But no, listen to me now. So when I can remember as early back as third grade, it can probably even go back as further than that, but we used to do out here in Houston. If somebody knew, say for instance somebody knew, I wouldn't say you because that's male and female, but say somebody knew I didn't like another female, they'll tell that female and come back and be like, well, I told her, and this is what we're going to do. Get all of the girl, get me and the girl together and one other girl, and then the girl put her hand out there. If you learn your mama, put your hand on mine. And you had to put your hand on there, because if you didn't put your hand on there, you look like a little bitch. So you put your hand on there, and then the other girl put her hand on top of that, and she like, oh, she slapped your mama. You going to let her slap your mama? Then you got to throw down, because you're like, oh, you slapped my mama?
Yeah, that's different. You just said that somebody hit the other person. You just said it. That was a fear of was making. It's
what
was somebody
there? That was the stupidest shit to be fighting over in the whole wide world. Like, somebody slap your hand. You know damn well that ain't your mama. Why is you tripping like that? But my little ass be out there getting it like, oh, hell no.
Like, if you're getting hit or somebody hits one of your family members, you have every right in the world to go hit somebody. That's what I'm saying. People
you
get
would not
no
have all the kids sleeping.
Do you know how many fights I done got here because people have tried to start some of my family members? Plenty. I'm not one of the people that start stuff. Like, see, I'm not a person that starts stuff. I'm a person that finishes it. I don't start it.
No, I don't
know. And the thing is, I've been blessed that nobody acts a fool me, because, I mean, every now and then I'm like, oh, Lord, please don't. You know, I've been letting people know, because some people be wondering, they don't know any better. They get it twisted because I'm just the coolest person in the world, and they mix cool up with friendly and weak. So I'm going to get it straight.
You are just so nice, though, Teddy. You ain't going to lay the table.
That's what I'm supposed to do. I mean, everybody, I don't walk around grabbing my dick all day. You have to act in all hard, but please don't get it twisted that I won't whoop somebody ass, and that I'm not, and don't get it twisted that I will fuck a chick pussy up something serious. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, Teddy, well, just say what you want to do.
I just gotta say,
why couldn't you say that for Wednesday? You know, hump day.
I was already turned up first hour. I had a lot of bottled up energy that was ready to get released, and everybody to see it. How I feel today. It is Monday. It started off then it got a little better, then it started getting as it started getting later, all over again. So yes.
Well, that's okay. We ain't gonna dwell on the past. It's the new time. So
go ahead and talk to her.
You better quit disagreeing with me, because I don't wanna say I have no problems on air. No, I'm playing.
All right. Yeah, all right. Y'all, I'm going to put this on blast, and that Tier 3 will be getting a call after this show.
I'm going to sleep after this show. Turn down for what?
Yeah. Lame. Okay, well, anyway, go ahead. Continue your discussion, please.
Well, yeah, that's pretty what I did for the weekend. My ass ain't do nothing but.
That's what I did for the weekend.
And you didn't do anything, because on Saturday I did.
Because Friday was like a dead day. I was working
on
the magazine.
Another date?
Huh?
You went on another date?
No, I ain't with no date. So what did you mean another date?
I thought you went laser tagging. Or you were just talking about when you was on the phone with Stefan. When we were talking to Stefan, you said you did laser tagging. That wasn't recently.
That was months ago. man, I was like, shoot, that was almost like the beginning of the year.
You single?
I am single like a dollar bill. Everybody know, I tell you, y'all know I keep real with y'all. I am single.
Okay, ladies, just in case y'all was wanting to know. And one thing about me, see Maria, y'all look out for you. So, y'all make sure
all right.
Roll with me, you can't go wrong.
Okay, all right. So cool. But now, No, I went out for Halloween because I know I love to dress as a superhero every year for Halloween. So I went out. I got my little Halloween celebration now a little early this year. I went to, on Saturday, shout out to my boy DJ Frosty, put it in. I went to show him some love at his event, and I was turning up. You know, everybody's like, you know, everybody was like, look at me, because they were shouting me out on the mic all night long. And it's like, man, he just getting love by the DJ all day. Because, first off, no matter where I go, my presence is going to be known. I'm going to, like I said, like I told you before, in this true story, ain't no, we got the pictures to prove it. Don't matter if you put a celebrity in the same room as me. I'm going to still find a way, especially if I'm celebrating something big, I'm stealing the energy from that table.
Wow.
Because my birthday, they had Dallas Cowboy player in there, and they had myself. Now, you look at my table, it was just so crazy. We had some rock girls coming through all night, just giving us. Right, that's another night, but we'll talk about that. That's old news. You talking about this weekend? You talking about what happened this weekend? You unless you want to get old news.
I was gonna ask you, Teddy, when is your birthday? So tell me, Teddy, when your birthday?
September 3rd. It's September 3rd. Yes, it's usually around Labor Day weekend. Yep. So
I'm talking about last weekend, sir. Stay with me.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, see? That's what I said. I stopped talking about it because it was another weekend. But, it was fun. I definitely love it. It's like people always know I'm a person, you know, I like to dance. I be turning like this on myself. I dance for a female. I can dance.
You should video yourself and put it on YouTube.
I've been killing. There's videos of me dancing. I've been getting it. Yes.
I'm going to show them on YouTube, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I'll hook you up. I'll hook you up with that link, love. It's videos from different people's pages. I got to go look through. Like, I've been getting it. I'm not.
Y'all ass can't dance.
I'm
looking like y'all got 2 left feet.
Who? You ain't talking about me.
I'm talking about men in general. Y'all, most of you men can't dance unless you're Chris Brown. Big up to Chris Brown.
I know what I be doing. I give a chicken. Especially, this chick I went to one chick I was dancing with after hours, she started going crazy. It was like, okay.
Shut up. Really, Teddy?
Yeah, I know what I'm just saying, man. Like, I just know I'm not a person that when I go to a spot, the wall can hold itself up.
So you're the life of the party.
Yeah, you know, this all goes to when I DJ too. Like that's why a lot of people love my DJ because I bring that same energy into the turntables, huh?
I said I didn't know you DJ.
You learn something new today.
I learn something every day. I don't learn something every day, I have to sit back and reflect on my life and find something I can learn from.
Right.
Because I like to grow every day, all day.
Yeah, we do be growing. Let me stop. I'm going to use your phrase. Let me stop. I was going to say something.
Hey, November 3rd through 5th, I'm going to be in New York. So anybody in New York who want to work with me, hit me up on my like page. Marie, the model. Yeah, but then I'm going to be in Dallas November 8th through 10th. So what's going on in Dallas?
Turn up. I know Shakti Mount Ezra, she wants to be here this weekend. So I'm turning up with her.
Me and her can never seem to get down there the same weekends. It's like she either leaving and I'm coming, or I'm coming, and she leave.
She'll be here this weekend. And matter of fact, I told her I'm going to take her and my sister, who's a host on Thursdays. My real sister, people. She's the host on Thursday. She is hilarious, my sister. So I told her I was going to take them out to lunch on Saturday. Because we got to go out to lunch. So, and just talk about the show, man. The show, that's what we're going to talk about. So, yes, she'll be here.
What's up? We need to do something on Facebook. You know me, always trying to promote myself. So I want to do a host event or something.
I can always hit people up. You know, it's always people trying to find. You know, even if it's for exposure. You know, yeah, I see how we got business on the air. This is how we do it sometimes.
Exposure is important. And see, I don't have as many Dallas, you know, faces as I would like. Of course, my photographer is in Dallas. Shout out to Extreme Work Studios. So, you know,
shout out to November 16th. He's shooting me.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yes.
So I'm trying to, y'all need to hit his ass up too, since I'm going to be out there in Dallas. And,
I was going to tell them the secret, what the shoot was going to be about until close until. Now, it's about that, it's getting close to that time. Everybody know.
No, you got to wait.
You're going to
tell them now?
Yeah, tell them. I mean,
no,
a lot of people trying to know already.
We're
going to
make
them
tune in Wednesday.
Look at her. She pulling that goddamn, that freaking real. That's that TV stuff right there.
You know, when you get to the good part, they talk about tune in to next season.
We reveal who's ratchet, like that type of stuff. Like, really?
Yes, so that's what we're doing. Y'all want to hear his surprise.
I'm
for
Charlotte. I'm going to tell her right now.
Yes, Daddy. This is the T. Marie hour, so you can't do it.
I gotta let you take charge.
Thank you.
I'm gonna let the woman take charge every now and then.
Okay, so he would definitely be talking about that on Wednesday.
Because everybody minds they're going to think it's Wednesday. It ain't nothing freaky. I'm going to go ahead and put it that way now.
I'm going to make it freaky. Y'all tune in.
Okay, y'all, we're going to close. We're going to close. Charlotte early.
Why you going to close my show? See, y'all said it do me so bad, y'all.
I'm about to go to sleep, y'all. I'm about to go to sleep on her in the show right now.
You don't sleep on my show.
Oh, my God. No, you don't. No, y'all, you real talk. I was put myself out there. You know, I fell asleep doing my own show a couple of times.
When?
I fell asleep during the music break one time. Look, the show was long. I was like, man, I was just dog tired that day. And I had a long music break playing, so I was good to go. I woke up right on time. I was like, dang, I fell asleep during the music break? Dang. I heard Jeff Bezos was crazy. I was like, wow.
You gotta get it together.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
So, I'm ready. So I'll be out there in Dallas. Then Canada, my Canada people. I'll be in Canada November 22nd through November 24th. Winnipeg, Niagara Falls. So, hit me up. Follow me
now,
on Instagram.
Now, how close is that to Calgary?
Should be. City. Don't put me on Front Street like that.
You ain't got to feel bad about that. No, I just, if you knew, I was asking. That means you don't live in Canada, so that's not so something that you would just know.
Exactly.
Everything.
I don't know nothing.
You
I
don't
even know when the person
got you a better
told me about a Winnipeg. I was like, a Winnipeg? I said, are you spelling this right? Is this a, you know, is this a city? What is this going? You know, what's going on? What is this? And they had to explain it because I thought they was asking something about a pig. I ain't know, so you can't ask me
wow,
nothing about Canada.
Wow, I really love your answers on this stuff. Some of your inside thoughts. It's hilarious. Dang.
Yeah,
never mind. Calgary is 13 hours. It's 13 hours away. Yadi, I love how Google this stuff, right? It's 13 hours away. That won't be the move you'll be making.
What's going on in Calgary? Who knows? I might can't.
Oh, man, my girl. Missing Tight, as she goes right now, Tight Diamante is up in Calgary. So, yeah, you know, that's a linky over her. Hey, Toronto, even further. So, let's see.
I'm really trying to find me a, because while I'm out there, I'm just trying to go and make it a tour since I got Niagara Falls and Winnipeg. And then, you know, I'm hitting up New York, too. So, it's kind of like I'm just doing a little up north tour.
Right. So you might have to take this trip, trip down to Jersey or Philly.
I need to get some, but see, what I need to give me is something. I'm trying to lock me something down in Toronto so I can, because it's for a magazine. I'm going to be the first black female on to grace the cover of Straight Vixens magazine that's based out of Canada. So,
okay.
I'm going out there. I'm going to do me a little, I'm going to have poster signing, hosting events, radio interviews and stuff like that. But that's in Niagara Falls and Winnipeg. So if I can lock something down in Toronto, that'll be a great. So anybody in Toronto, if they want to work, hit me up. My Instagram, T Marie_the_model. And like me on Facebook, T Marie the Model. And let's work. I don't even have time to try. Look at me. I've been trying to network, steady shoes, and then get my face out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I do too, man. Like, I've been trying to link up people that go to work. And people be, I hate you go to work, and people, you know, they be saying, oh, yeah, man, I can't wait to link with you. They say that so many of them, they finally get the chance to be in their freaking city. They flake.
You better make sure you can you please try to find, lock me down or something while I'm out in Dallas.
I'm
going to
let you know now. People know me. If you're in my city and you make sure you hit me up, I don't bullshit. I'm like, hey, let's make some moves, let's network. Hey, because, you know, heck, we don't stay, you know, that's a four-hour drive. So you made a four-hour drive.
I'm flying from Houston too? I'm flying from Houston to Dallas. Hell yeah.
Okay. I mean, no, that's not weird because I know somebody that does it too. It's like about a 30-minute trip. That's not weird at all. I feel you on that. It's not. That's 30 minutes.
Oh,
that's 4 hours. That's 4 hours.
That's
real.
Like,
I hate that. I think I'm going to start doing that flying because that drive is not fun. And I never do it at night. The reason why, I usually tell you 45, and that goddamn freaking Sam Houston statue scares the hell out of me. On 45, like right when you get by Huntsville and stuff.
What?
Like you'll see when you go down 45, it's this huge Sam Houston statue. You can't miss. When I say you can't miss it, you can't miss it because it's so goddamn huge. And they got it on. They got like it's like a bunch of bushes around the part of 45, right? But they got like out of nowhere. It's like in the bushes. Well, it ain't covered with bushes, but the bushes are surrounding the other sides of it. It's this huge ass statue. That scared the hell out of me. I was like, what the hell's going on? Driving down Houston, I'm driving down 45, and I'm looking at this damn statue like, what the hell does happen?
Wow. Yeah, I'm trying to see. And really, New York is going to be my first time flying this coming Sunday.
Also, this could be your first time flying. How do you usually get to this area when you come to
driving? Driving. Oh God. So
okay.
I'm moving on.
Also, you have made that drive before.
Hold on, Sandy. Listen to me. I used to drive out there, so now I'm moving on up like George and Weezy. You ought to see me doing my
question. Well, how do you, when you come to this area, which way do you take?
When I drive normally? Damn,
yeah, when you drove.
Sandy, don't put me on First Street like that. Hold on, I got to think, because when I stop, let me stop before I begin.
There's so many freaking ways to come through here through Houston.
I want to say, hold on, it's 45. I think I go 45.
So you did turn 40. Yeah, you should have. You probably just weren't paying attention, but it's this huge-ass statue. When you come in tour.
Yeah, I know, because don't I pass Huntsville?
Huntsville is by Stephen F. Austin.
I know the little statue you're talking about.
Yes, that fucking statue scared the hell out of me.
I had this big fear that if I'm
I don't want to see at nighttime or a flight that it just gonna scare the crap out of me that it's nighttime and then all of a sudden this huge thing, big ass thing is out of nowhere is in my fucking face. I don't want to see that.
Well, I
always had like a scare in my head that statue's gonna fall over and fall on the fucking freeway. I've had this. That's a weird fear I've had. I was like, that statue falls on the freeway, I'm gonna fucking lose it.
I'm trying to lock me something down in Vegas because I want to go to Vegas. Look at me.
Vegas, man. No, I know people in Vegas too. I know people a lot of places.
I'm
gonna
definitely let you know.
Yeah, I gotta hook you up, my girl. Seven Gavay. You know, we got a hot track. We got some hot music on here, and she's like a very loyal supporter of the show. So big ups to her. And she holds it down in Las Vegas. So she always like, yeah, you know, people, yeah, you know, she always tell me if I come there, you know, she's turning up. You know, I'm like, okay, I just gotta get there. It is not necessarily. It's all about you. I can't go to Vegas and be there for a small period of time. I got to be there. I got to have me a good week.
New York is the city that never sleeps. Las Vegas is what happens there, stays there. That's why I'm trying to get there, because your girl trying to turn up. Look at me.
I turn up wherever I go.
Don't turn up. That's why I'm always trying to, you know, stay into something. But yeah,
Portland.
Oh
my God, you gotta go to Portland. Y'all catching these destination trips right now. Y'all make sure y'all write them down. You gotta go to Portland, Oregon.
Look, this is what I'm gonna say, Sadie. Anybody, look, because I'm all for the travel. I'm all for whatever. Hit me up on the. Because I know, you know, a lot of people are listening all over. You can hear me on that spot, C. Marie the Model. And, you know, set up something so we can work. Because, I mean, what I feel like, you know, especially once I'm done with Canada, that's really going to, you know, get me where I'm trying to go. So,
yeah, then it really makes you international. Because networking people internationally. You've actually been to another area, another country.
Exactly. So it's like, this is a big look for me. I'm excited. Thank you, Jesus. Let me quit.
Which airlines are you taking to New York?
It's JFK. You know what? I have a flight. Let me go look at the flight.
Oh, well, hold on. Well, I'm over here being ratchet. We got about 30 seconds left for the show.
let me not talk about that. Yeah, and I don't want people might have a paparazzi out. Now let me stop, because I'm going to be ready. I'd be like, let's go get some pictures. No, let me quit. But I'll say, yeah, I have the flight confirmation. I need to print it, too. But yeah.
All right. Sure.
Anyway, so go ahead. You want to start with your part and I finish it, or you want to say hi, you want to do
it? Can we do it together, okay? So let them know how they can find you.
Okay. Be sure y'all follow me on Instagram, T_Marie_the_model. Follow me on Twitter @T_Marie_MOD. Like me on Facebook, at T. Marie the Model. And also, if y'all on the side, be sure y'all friend me, T. Marie the Model.
Yes, and big ups. I'm going to say big ups in my dust spot because everybody's part of the goal of the end of the year. And people can say they want to say that, hey, y'all know what's going to happen, man. Don't never say never, and there's a phrase I will remind you of my main motto in the show, because that's how I live with everything I do. That my goal is to hit 1,000 members by the end of the year. It's my goal. I'm at 827, and y'all even want to know I started at the beginning of the year, so it's not impossible. So I'm aiming for it by the end of the year, you know, 1231. I'm trying to hit 1,000 members. If we don't fucking land on goddamn stars, we will at least land on the moon. So definitely, man, can't wait. And make sure y'all miss any parts of the shows. You can check them out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, or even go to iTunes, type in Dust 5 Radio Network, and you'll find the show there. Remember, every Monday and Wednesday, you have Life of the Dust Live, which features the High After Dusk Mondays or the first hour, and then the second hour, TV Hour. Then every Wednesday is Hump Day After Dusk, and that's you get Hump Day After Dusk Wednesdays on the first hour that you get T. Marie Hour. We try to make it happen, man. Definitely make sure you check out the other two shows, Glitz and Glamour, every Tuesday, and then on every Wednesday, excuse me, every Thursday, you get Real Spirit Radio. And Real Spirit, a.k.a. Real Spirit Radio, is a.k.a. the most ratchet radio show in the industry. We get extra ratchet on there. Y'all, oh, my God. Oh, so, yes.
Oh, I got two shout outs. I'm sorry. Okay. Big shout out to ABK Models. Anybody, if y'all following me on my social sites, y'all probably see that I changed my do up, so I got some different kind of weave in my head. Don't judge me, Steady. Anyway, so be
I'm
sure not, y'all
you,
hit up.
You always do it up, man. I'm always proud of you, man. You know,
trying something different.
You're trying to grow, and I'm believing supporting when they're trying to grow, especially when they're trying to support what I'm doing and have me grow with them. So, you know, I'm in team Marie all day long.
Today I die
if you want me. So.
Oh, thank you. That really means a lot to me, though.
And because it's coming, this month is coming to a close, it's definitely been fun, you know, kind of getting your feet wet to have you on the show, and it's definitely great to continue going forward have you on the show. So definitely,
yeah.
You know, it was one of the best decisions to be made to lock you in and doing the shows or second hour. Definitely great. You do a great job of taking it over, and I'm proud of all of y'all, man, all the hosts, y'all. Y'all done a great job. You know, Angela, you know, just so funny watching. You know, and I'm laughing at Angela because Angela, give y'all a little insight. You know, Angela is one of those people that she really executes really hard at what she does. But it's always so crazy. Like, she'll hit me up about something like, I don't know if I do. And the thing is, I always saw her, Angela, you ain't got to read. I said, you got to the point where, it's really, I don't even have to even tell you. You even, it's like, or you, I just let you do you because you figured out how to do you and do it effectively. So I'm big her up. And then, of course, my sister, Goey, I appreciate you too, sis. You know, you've been helping me there, helping me put a lot of plans together, figured out how to make this whole boat work. So, and, you know, of course, having me as your host on Thursdays, man. So. There you go.
Hold on. Wait. Let me.
Yeah. It's something to me. Me and T. Rica Tyson, because I can let the princess go to sleep. So, Ron, y'all, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J Oh, well, there's a. I was gonna let you tell me. So you're
showing
me on whatever year. On whatever year there is a way. Y'all tuned into another episode of Life in the Dust Live with your boy City J and your girl.
Good morning.
All right, y'all, we out.